15 in the NFL, and the Birds are in L.A. to face the Rams. With three games to go in their 2018 NFL schedule, the Birds are on the outside looking in at a playoff berth. Does the playoff push start today, or will the Birds be playing out the string looking to next season? This is the Fanatic Pregame Show, live from Fishtown Hops at Sugar House Casino. Now here are your hosts, Devon Gibbons, Bob Cooney, and former Eagles wide receiver Jason Avant.
Yes, indeed, and it is the Fanatic Pregame Show live from Fishtown Hops at Sugar House Casino. Welcome. Of course, it's a game day, a game night, if you will, for the Philadelphia Eagles as they take on the L.A. Rams in Los Angeles with Jason Avant, Bob Cooney. I'm Devon Gibbons. First of all, what's going on, guys? Good afternoon. Good evening at this point, 6:28 on a Sunday night. What's up, guys?
What's going on, Devon?
Doing good. Good Sixers win there, Devon. Maybe it'll carry right over into the Eagles win.
Let's hope so, right? Because they definitely need it. We know, of course, how things happened last week. Six Eagles falling in overtime against the Dallas Cowboys, 29-23. It was an entertaining game, but that played out the way it did. But things really started to go haywire during the rest of the week as we found out that Carson Wentz is going to be out for the remainder of the season with the back injury. So that's the biggest story. Nick Foles in as quarterback. Now we have to figure out what's going on. They're still alive, right? Still alive because Minnesota did what they did last week by allowing you to stay alive. They won this afternoon. But Eagles still alive, but they're hanging on by a thread, guys, with now Nick Foles under center at the quarterback position.
Jay's all pumped up.
He
loves it.
Are you?
Oh, yeah. He woke up, said he's most excited he's
Nicky,
been all year.
Boom-ba-ye.
Oh,
Nicky.
Man.
Oh, no. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it.
He's got it. He's on it. He's on the Foles wagon.
Well, I'm explaining why.
I'll get to it later in the show.
Oh, okay. My bad.
I'm excited. You want a guy to go out and play well. No one's excited that Carson Wentz is hurt, right? It's crazy that they have a new medical staff in this year, and all of a sudden we have a guy getting an injury overlooked of this magnitude of a player. I know Dr. DeLuca is at home right now saying, look, if you guys would have had me, this would have never happened.
Sure.
That was the guy for years. And so that's really bizarre. But I've been saying it all season, especially the last five games or so, that he didn't look like himself in his throwing motion, a lot of different things when he was running the ball. He was very, very tentative running the ball. He wasn't himself. So that gives him an out because we know that he's a better player than what he's shown.
And he's a gamer. He goes out there and he competes. The crazy part about this whole thing, Bob, is when we start to hear reports. And this is where not only do you do this as an analyst, of course, of the game, but you also have to do this as a reporter because how things started to come out where just information was coming from everywhere about this, about how it was mishandled wrong by the Eagles doctors. Was it the Carson Wentz camp that did certain things? The fact that he knew about it, and the coaches knew about it, and the general manager knew about it. Everyone knew about it, but he still went out there and played because this has been talked about since October, potentially, with his back injury. So not only do you now have to, Bob, as we start this thing off again in the pregame show, live from Fishtown Hops, your analyst hat and your reporter hat as to how things came about.
Yeah, I think the reporter in me says that there was a problem, and he felt something, and they kept checking and checking, and I don't see any reason not to believe it. Look, I don't think there's any way, if they thought that there was something wrong with Carson Wentz, that they're throwing him back out there. I mean, that's your franchise. I don't know that for a fact, but that would shock me, and that would be really, really telling on the Eagles had they done that. So that's kind of the reporter in me. The analyst in me says it was shocking to me, and I said this through the week. If he was battling a back injury, and Jay, you can talk to this. Like, I have two herniated discs in my back. I know a bunch of people. We all have back problems. When your back's hurting, you can't hide it. Like, you can't hide it. So I was thinking, yes, we all thought there was something wrong with it. I just find it surprising that we rarely saw Carson Wentz wincing or bent over or trying to stretch out. Meaning, I don't know how bad the – I think he probably felt something there. I think they managed it properly so he was able to go out and play. I do believe, Doug Peterson, that this was something that grew and then finally it was detectable on a CAT scan and now they shut him down.
Well, I agree with you to some extent. with a back, everyone's different, right? So it depends on the player. I've had back injuries that set guys out for the remainder of the season. I was able to play through it.
Right.
You couldn't tell. I played with a guy in John Runyon who broke his back getting into the ice tub and played six games with a broken back, with a broken, you know, vertebrae in his back.
Right.
So every player.
Yeah, every player just.
Yeah, every player just
handles
different.
Things different.
Yeah, every player handles things totally different. And to go along with that, when you have that new medical staff, you don't know. In a NBA is different. They look at the franchise player as a part of the organization's future, and they hold them at a higher place than, you know, most of the other players. In the NFL, we're all in there together. Yes, they view the quarterback as the franchise player, but they will throw you out there in a game. There's been countless stories over my time as an athlete where doctors have done some shady stuff in order to win games. So I don't necessarily believe, you know, I don't necessarily buy that they didn't know anything.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough. You would know better than I. Yeah, it's just a human side of me that would say, my God, how could you send a 25-year-old franchise guy out there if you really did know something?
Well, but that's the thing. You have the player dynamic, the player aspect of everything. Just think about it. Each and every week, we see a guy get hit in the head. He goes out. Everyone asks him, okay, are you fine? And he comes back in the game, you know, three plays later, and you saw him be dizzy. It happens over and over and over again because there's a competitor inside of us that want to continue the game. You don't want to get, you know, hurt or injured and not be able to complete the game or leave your teammates stranded. So I don't think that the doctors would override Carson Wentz in this case
right.
if he's
okay.
saying I feel okay.
Saying he feels okay to just go out there and compete.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah, and you think about this too, guys. As many times as we've seen him get hit, right? He's been hit a lot since he's been back.
Sure.
The offensive line hasn't really come together until the last few weeks, right? So when you look at how many times he's gotten hit, there may have been times where we've looked back and saw him grabbing his back. But it was just, oh, okay, Carson got hit again. And it's not that we were looking for him to have a back issue. We were more concerned about the leg and how things are impacting his lack of running.
Yeah.
As we talk about the fact that he cannot plant the right way. We heard Jaws talk about it on your show, Bob, where he's not doing everything the right way. And he's it's just not, as you said, Jay, it's just not him.
Exactly.
But we never saw anything where even if he did reach for his back that we were saying, uh-oh, maybe he has a back problem now. That's never been the case because we would have just been speculating at that point.
Well, it's just think about what you said. Like, so the Eagles' job is to keep the media, keep the fans, keep everybody out of their business, keep their locker room tight. That's their job. So they're going to always have a countering or opposite story than what the media has. So Jaws comes out a couple weeks and said, hey, you know, it looks like his mechanics is off and, you know, he doesn't have the right technique. And we hear a report from the Eagles locker room say, no, it's fine. He looks great. And that's the job of the Eagles organization. So if they come out with a story that says, hey, you know what, the doctors didn't know anything about it, I don't necessarily buy it because it's their job to protect themselves and cover the team in their best interest.
Yeah, well, I mean, listen. Mm. It was a mess this week, Bob. It was a bit of a mess this week while how everything played out.
It was, and just the overriding factors, and Jeff McClain had a long story about it again today, of how injuries have been both handled and told and re-aggravated. It's just been a very strange medical season for the Eagles, I'll say that. So when something like this happens to your star quarterback, obviously what gets raised? And there's going to be questions about how they handled things, you know, what came about. I still just have to go back to, I'd be hard-pressed to believe that they knew that there was something, a fracture in there,
uh-huh,
and didn't tell him and allowed him to go out and play without him having knowledge of them knowing there's a fracture in there.
I'm not saying that either.
I'm not saying that either.
So, well, if he knew it was a fracture and he still wanted to play,
that's on him.
Right. No, yeah. I hear you. And there's no doubt to the point that you say, Jay.
Yeah.
Guys are going to go out there. I mean, they want to get out
there, okay.
No matter what. Yeah.
I'm
like
okay.
You said you had a bad back that guys couldn't play through, but you did somehow.
You
I hear you on that. There's no question about it. So the whole thing is just so murky. and it's not what you want a season after winning a Super Bowl.
And even if he did know and he kept going out there and he played, why now? Is it that bad now at this point where he cannot continue to play after seeing maybe something else in the results that they have from the doctors?
Well, I think after that game, you left the game saying, you know what, the season is over, okay? And we may not make the playoffs. And it's getting to the point where he's hurting the team more than helping the team.
Right.
Because if we're going to run some type of option play to the sideline and he has no juice and he doesn't want contact right now, it's just not the most advantageous to the team.
Or can't even get the burst.
Or he can't get the burst to do it, but it shouldn't be run to the side to the boundary
where
he should enter the field.
Just saying.
But yeah.
We agree, just saying.
But to go on with that point is that in their minds, I believe that they thought that the season was over. They didn't know that the Cowboys would lose and they would get all this help. But hindsight, you want to complete it best you can, and they have a worthy backup.
Nah, a backup that's got you excited. That's more than worthy in your book.
Look, I woke up this morning, and Bob and Devon, I woke up this morning, I don't know the last time I've been this excited for a football game.
Nicky Foles has been pumped.
Yeah, he has me excited. I don't know when the last time I've been this excited for a football game. You know why I'm excited? Because rarely does a guy get a chance to show himself again like he did last year. And it takes so much humility. It takes so much selflessness and sacrifice as a player when you've won a Super Bowl to be relegated to the backup position and be willing to do that. And there's an old adage in our community, in our society, says that the nice guy finishes last. Right? So I want Nick Foles to totally obliterate that adage.
Win all three
games, take him to the playoffs, go back to the Super Bowl so he can show
that he's still a backup.
No, that he's worthy of being paid top dollar, because he could have basically struck when the iron's hot. If he was a good guy, he would have said, you know what, come in, hey, you know what, how he trade me, if he was a good person. But since he was a great person, he stayed in the backup. And he's suffering for it. So I want him to do the right thing and go out there and play well and to, get a contract somewhere else.
Yep, absolutely. Again, that's Jason Devon, Bob Cooney. I'm Devon Givens. This is the Fanatic Pregame Show, broadcasting live from Fishtown Hops at Sugar House Casino on Sunday evening as the Eagles are in Los Angeles to take on the L.A. Rams, the very, very good L.A. Rams. And you are now going to be headed up by the backup quarterback, Nick Foles. We'll talk about all of that on the other side. Our Fanatic pregame show is presented by Sugar House Casino. Check out the action at Philly's hottest gaming floor and score big with over $500 in new member offers. Philly loves a winner. And if you come on down to Sugar House tonight, check us out at our Dietz & Watson Mobile Broadcast Center. It's a lot of room in here for you, so get here. We have the watch party later on with Andrew Salchunas. Tim McManus will join us live from Los Angeles to give us the latest on the Birds. So a lot to talk about, and we really have to get into Nick Foles as he is leading this team for the final three games, it believes, and we'll get Jason Devon all pumped up, waking up this morning excited. We hope you're excited. So get in on the phone lines as well, 610-632-0975. Jason Devon, Bob Cooney, I'm Devon Givens. This is the Fanatic Pregame Show, live from Fishtown Hops at Sugar House Casino.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Tis the season, and you know what that means. The whole family celebrating under one roof, so your Wi-Fi needs to keep up. That's why Xfinity XFi delivers the best Wi-Fi experience with the most reliable internet. Now the whole gang can stream, game, and share at the same time. And watch their holiday favorites at home or on the go with the Xfinity Stream app. Plus, see how you can save when you switch your wireless carrier to Xfinity Mobile. It's included with your internet. Switch and save hundreds. Now that's simple, easy, awesome.
Get a special offer on Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 years with a two-year agreement. Plus, see how you can save when you switch to Xfinity Mobile. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Wireless savings compares average regular monthly charge of top providers. Offer ends 1/13/19. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment taxes and fees, including BTV and RSN fees, extra and subject to change. After agreement, regular rates apply.
It's time to expect more from a diner. And that's just what you'll find at Andy's Diner. breakfast, lunch, dinner, late night, and early morning. At Andy's Diner, it all starts with the ingredients. Everything on the menu is made from scratch and cooked to perfection. Andy's is already famous for their $1.95 breakfast specials, $5.95 lunch deals, and $9.95 dinners. And now they've upped their game with their weekend breakfast buffets, served every Saturday and Sunday from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. Andy's even sharing his cooking tips and tricks with members of Andy's Pub Club. Join now and you'll also get monthly coupons, early information on upcoming events, and a chance to win a beautiful granite kitchen counter makeover. Sign up for Andy's Pub Club at any of Andy's three locations or online at andysdinerandpub.com. Raise your expectations at Andy's Diner, located in Conshohocken, Trevose, and Springhouse. Online at andysdinerandpub.com.
Bob Cratchit, get in here.
Yes, Mr. Scrooge?
Cratchit, I just saw the paperwork on the new Kia I asked you to get me from Gateway Kia. It says I saved $6,000. Is this true?
Yes, sir.
Just for that, Cratchit, I'm going to...
Oh, no.
Raise your salary. Happy holidays, dear boy.
This holiday season, Gateway Kia will double your down payment up to $6,000 or give you up to $6,000 over book value for your trade. Or sign and drive a new 2019 Kia Forte. Just $169 a month. Zero down payment. Zero first payment. Zero do it sign. Or a new 2019 Kia Sportage. Only $199 a month. Zero down payment. Zero first payment. Zero do it signing. We'll see you at Gateway Kia. Route 611 in Warrington and on Route 309 in Quakertown. Or log on to shopgatewaykia.com. Light up the holiday sales event.
Leases are 36-month zero security deposit, 10,000 miles per year. Lease and tax title and DMV discount. Lease only. Trade gals value. Credit approval expires 12/31/18.
There's only one thing better than watching really tall men in big baggy shorts running, bouncing, and shooting. And that's the after party at Delilah's. Just show your ticket stub for free admission. You'll be surrounded by outstanding food and the world's most beautiful showgirls. And not one of them will be wearing big baggy shorts. At least not for long. After the game, come play at Delilah's, the Gentleman's Club and Steakhouse, just off Delaware Avenue. And just out of this world. Delilah's, voted America's number one gentleman's club. Delilah's, always on top. Get all the details now at Delilah's.com.
Natalie Eganoff here to talk to you about my friends at Family & Company Jewelers. If you're thinking about getting engaged, go see Angelo and the team at Family & Company. They'll walk you through every step of the process and help you pick out the perfect ring. The holiday season is here, so fill her stocking with something she will never forget, a beautiful ring from Family & Company. Visit their showroom on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey, or online at familyjewelers.com. Family & Company Jewelers, South Jersey's diamond destination. Gathering with your family for the game? Don't forget the Dietz and Watson family. Dietz and Watson premium meats and cheeses are made using recipes perfected over four generations. At home or in the lot, go with Dietz and Watson Philadelphia Eagles beef style Franks or try original chicken sausages. Ready to throw on the grill. Tailgating at an Eagles home game? Post a photo on Facebook or Instagram and hashtag it tailgatefamily. The Dietz and Watson tailgate team just might stop by to give you free meat, cheese, and great gear. Go Birds! Dietz and Watson, it's a family thing.
I'm Corey Rutter with Rutter Roofing, Siding, Windows, and Doors. We are friendly, honest, and respectful certified technicians making sure to safely fix whatever your problem may be. When working with Rutter Roofing, rest easy. There are no shortcuts, no low ball bidding. We are all about family, respect, and hard work. We're local and can help with your projects in the PA suburbs. At Rutter Roofing, Siding, Windows, and Doors, we are your go-to exterior contractor. Go to RutterRoofing.com today. That's RUTTER roofing.com. We will protect your house.
Recovery Centers of America is hosting a job fair in King of Prussia, December 18th. Visit recoverycentersofamerica.com/events for details. First, second, and third shifts available.
Now, back to the Fanatic pregame show, live from Sugar House Casino and on 97.5 The Fanatic.
6:46 on this Sunday evening, getting ready for the Eagles and Rams 8:20 kickoff. It's the Fanatic pregame show with Jason Avant, Bob Cooney. I'm Devon Givens, and our pregame show is brought to you by your local Pierce Phelps Bryant dealers, who will do whatever it takes to keep you warm this upcoming winter. Visit nopaybryant.com to find a dealer near you. A little chilly out there with the rain and all today. Our pregame show with the weather report. We'll get to that with Bob Cooney in a little bit as they are in Los Angeles. So we hope things cooperate out there. For Nick Foles, under center for the Philadelphia Eagles. And, Jay, before we get to Bob and more with the L.A. Rams last week again, just the way that things ended, 29-23 off of a really good play by Rasul Douglas to anticipate what was happening, what was coming, and tip it away. Last year, that was an interception, and they were going back the other way. But it's a different season. Things are happening where he tipped it, and unfortunately it landed in Amari Cooper's hands for his third touchdown of the evening, winning in overtime 29-23. So they fought back hard in the second half. Carson Wentz got things going with the offense in the second half. So what did you see specifically in that game which resulted in a loss ultimately in the overtime?
Well, I'm gonna address the last play. So Rasul Douglas did everything right on that play. But one thing. He did one thing wrong on that play. One thing.
He didn't catch it.
No, he shot.
Knock it down.
He knocked it down with the wrong hand.
With the left hand.
No, he knocked it down with the right hand.
Instead of the left.
And when you shoot with the opposite hand, the ball will tend to come up. If he shoots with the left hand, he has to aim it down. Therefore, the ball is going to go down. Right? So there's little like tidbits and things like that that you know as a player. If he just shoots with the opposite hand, the correct hand, the ball will go down in a downward direction.
It's real quick. It's like basketball. When you're defending, you don't reach with your body to come and turn your body to the defender. You want to keep your defender right there. So that's your knockdown right there.
That's your knockdown hand. That's the only thing
that
he did.
That's a good point. I hadn't thought of that.
That's the only thing that he did wrong on that whole play. But he knew what was happening. He was in zero coverage. That actually was the same play, the same defense that Avante Maddox got beat on against the Tennessee Titans. The same exact coverage. It's called Casino. That's a zero blitz. That means they putting all the chips to the middle of the table, and it's either, you know, we get home with the blitz or it's a touchdown.
And Amari Cooper gave him credit, Rasul Douglas, after the game when he did the nationally televised post-game interview, because he said that, listen, we did it before, that he read it right because we did it already. And he knew exactly what was happening. Unfortunately for them, it went the other way, and Dallas scored the points.
But overall with that, I was encouraged by the D-line. The D-line balled
Michael
out.
Yeah, they really did.
Fletcher Cox.
Oh, they balled out in that game. Two turnovers in that game. You know, they played, you know, was it three turnovers? But, it was three turnovers. Sorry. And played extremely well in that game. So I was encouraged by that. We knew that we were going to be bad in the secondary, and that happened all game. But we got to do more than running the ball 14 total times. Josh Adams gets 7 carries. Those things like that bother you. And just the lack of awareness from our veteran players. Like, you have a guy like Corey Graham. Amari Cooper already went for a touchdown on you in the last series. Why aren't you on his side of the field?
Where Bosby was in now, Sidney Jones is now out, and he needed his help.
Yeah, I would be on the sideline if I was the player. Like, you know, it's just as soon as the ball snapped, I'm like running over there because they were going to him over and over. Every time they put him on the right, they were throwing the ball. And it was clear to me as a player. And to see that and the lack of awareness was really, really – and it was sad because as a defensive coordinator, you see that. Play cover two. Do something different.
And it's amazing how many times that's happened this year. How many times you have a guy on the corner and you're looking saying, wait, what's his name again? And then boom, there goes a fly pattern, touchdown, and there's no help over the top. I'm sorry, if I'm Schwartz and I'm putting a guy in whose name I barely know, I think I'm saying, Malcolm, Corey, help them. Please
help them
stay up there. But instead, we're seeing Malcolm like hitting the line and coming up and playing kind of linebacker duties.
Exactly.
And Corey Graham isn't fast enough to get where he needs to be because two guys need help now. But it's baffling the way they've been doing that, Jay.
But if he's, you're right, Bob. But if he's pre-aligned in his position, now he doesn't have to try to be an athlete to get in position. You see the guys like Earl Thomas stay in the middle of the field to the end because he's an exceptional athlete and he can get there. When you're not the best athlete, you have to cheat a little bit so you can get over there. The other thing, if you're going to play man-to-man coverage in this league, you have to touch the guy. You cannot get in his face and not touch him. You have to want to be there. So tonight, guys, please touch somebody when you're playing man-to-man. And if you don't touch them, these guys are amazing athletes. They're going to get behind you. And Amari Cooper is one of the better route runners in this league. He knows the technical side of being a receiver, and he's a good athlete. Yep. So that's what makes him a special player.
Yep, and they play the Rams tonight, of course, and they have some good weapons on that side. Robert Woods, of course, being one of them. Brandon Cooks is being another.
I'm gonna go back to that last game for one second.
No, go ahead. Yeah.
You know what really bothered me? When you put Byron Jones on Zach Ertz, that's total disrespect to the entire receiver corps.
Mm-hmm.
You can't allow your best corner to go and cover a tight end. They're saying that we don't think a receiver on your team is good enough for our second, third, fourth, fifth corner. And that bothered me to no end. And, you know, and we can't have that. The guy's got to create more separation at the receiver position so you can be worthy enough for Byron Jones to come stick you so we can give Zach Ertz an opportunity to catch more than four passes or five passes that he caught for 38 yards. I was perturbed when it came to that situation. Never should your best corner be covering the tight end when you have viable receiver options out there.
Yeah, take advantage of that. And before we get to the Rams a little more, your thoughts on Carson Wentz in that second half specifically, where he really the offense really got going.
Carson played well down the stretch. He did. He played well down the stretch. Early in the game, didn't play well. Missed a bunch of throws earlier in the game. But late in the game, he brung them back. You know, two scoring drives at the end, and that's all you can ask for. Now I wish they would have went for two, but hindsight is 20/20. I understand why they didn't go for two. You were hoping you had three chances to stop them. You know, in overtime, and you didn't get it done. And a lot of it was just bonehead coverage. And you know, it was just bonehead coverage.
Right.
But they were in position. But Carson played well late in the game. He missed too many throws to overcome, you know, the deficit that they had. He missed too many throws, like wide open throws that are, you know, pop flies for outfielders type of thing. Yeah. You know, they're can of corn throws that you should make.
Carson's best numbers, I think, this year came when he was playing in desperate mode. And that's concerning. You know, it's concerning that their best offense came when they would go to hurry up.
Sure.
When they got behind. When it got to be the third and fourth quarter. I thought that's when he played his best. Now, what does that say? Does it say the play calling is hindering him? And when he's able to add Libby, he's better? If that's the case, then you have to look at Doug Peterson. You have to look at, you know, Mike Groh and see what's going on there. Oh. But I think once we go back after the season and we really look and see when Carson put up his best numbers, although all his numbers were pretty good, I think most of them came out of either hurry up or desperation.
Well, Bob, that's a great point. That's a really great point, because when you're in no huddle and you're in 2 minute, those are the plays that you absolutely know. You don't need the coaches to, you know, coach you, or this not something that you are remembering for this week for this specific look. But those are plays that you know like the back of your hand. Everyone is on the same page. The linemen have done this 25, 30 times, you know, during the week. It's something they know. So that speaks volume, and that could mean that he's too confused if he's not playing earlier in the game, trying to, memorize new stuff. You never know. I don't know.
Yeah, and I also want to get to you on the other side. We're going to get to the Rams. Of course, we have plenty of time to get to the Rams, and we will. The first play on the kickoff and the Dallas Goedert situation. So we'll get into those, but we do have to get a little quick weather report from Bob Cooney as we look ahead to the L.A. Rams tonight.
We're looking good out there. It's sunny and beautiful right now, 66 degrees. Come game time until the end of the game, you're going to be between like 58, 63.
Nice.
Hardly any wind at all, no precipitation. Devon, once again, it's perfect football
perfect
weather.
Perfect football weather.
That's
we'll see
right.
what happens. Our Fanatic pregame show game day weather report is brought to us by AmericanStandardAir.com. Visit AmericanStandardAir.com today to find a dealer near you. Jason Avant, Bob Cooney, I'm Devon Gibbons. We will get into those two specific plays where the plays went against the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, they scored on the one, but still, you made the call the first time Dallas Goedert. Should not have happened. And secondly, the fumble that started the game off, Tim McManus. We'll hear from him in the next hour with the inactives out. Again, this is the Fanatic Pregame Show live from Fishtown Hops at Sugar House Casino. Jason Avant, Bob Cooney, Devon Gibbons. More on the Rams, Eagles on the other side.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Everyone knows that even good people fall on hard times. Your credit cards get maxed out and you get behind on your taxes. Unfortunately, the IRS is not as understanding, and they won't stop until they collect. They have the power to take your paycheck, freeze your bank accounts, even your home or business could be at risk. It's simply not worth it to take on the IRS by yourself. You need to call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. When you call, be sure to ask about the Fresh Start Initiative. It's a special IRS tax debt assistance program that could save you thousands. thousands, even tens of thousands. Optima will immediately provide you with a team of professionals who could protect you from the IRS, ensuring that you get the best possible outcome. The Better Business Bureau has awarded them an A-plus rating, and you will too. So put the hard times behind you and call Optima today for a free consultation.
Call 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
What would it take for you to get a tattoo you didn't want? $1 million? How about 1 million socks? I'm Randy from Bombas. When me and my business partner Dave...
How's it going?
...quit our jobs to start a sock company...
Bombas.
...we wanted to make the best socks in the history of feet. No more annoying seam, no more falling down your leg, added arch support...
You get the idea.
And what's better than creating the best socks in the history of feet?
Sharing them.
This is what we do. One pair purchased equals one pair donated to those in need. Our dream was always to donate 1 million pairs. We thought it would take 10 years. That's why Dave said,
when we donate 1 million pairs of socks, I'll get a tattoo to celebrate.
But then something happened. People loved our socks. And instead of 10 years, it only took 2.5. 1 million pairs.
And one Bombas tattoo on my arm.
Feel the most comfortable socks in the history of feet by going to bombas.com/thefanatic and get 20% off your first order. That's bombas.com/thefanatic.
This is Ron Jaworski. I want to invite everyone to rediscover the excellence and diversity of my 6 championship golf courses. My team and I pledge that you'll appreciate the conditions every single day. You'll embrace the challenge every time, and you'll marvel at the views everywhere you look. Become a member now and play for free till the end of the year by taking advantage of our Buy Now, Play Now special. See all our golf promotions at RonJaworskiGolf.com. Book online and save big every day.
Don't miss an authentic Feast of the Seven Fishes at Grand Cafe L'Aquila, Philadelphia's premier authentic Italian experience. Beginning Monday, December 17th through Christmas Eve, savor the flavors and the aromas of the Feast of the Seven Fishes prepared using native Italian owner Riccardo Longo's family recipe. The award-winning Grand Cafe L'Aquila is located on 17th and Chestnut. Online at GrandCafeLaquila.com. Space is limited and sure to sell out fast, so make your reservations now.
Season of Free is in full swing at T-Mobile. And this time, we're going big. Like the biggest screen you'll ever see at T-Mobile big. Because we're giving away 50-inch Samsung 4K TVs. You heard right. A free 50-inch TV delivered in time for the holidays when you get one of the latest Samsung phones and add a line. Buy a phone, get a free TV. It's that... Whoa, whoa.
Where is it?
We're here for the free Samsung TV.
Hey, careful. How'd you get in here? This is a recording studio, guys. You have to go to the store.
Oh. To T-Mobile.
Okay, so, if you missed out on Black Friday, then this is your second chance. Score a free 50-inch Samsung 4K TV, but only if you get to a T-Mobile store right now. Because from the looks of it, this deal isn't going to last long. Come join us at T-Mobile before it's too late.
At participating stores, offer fulfilled by Samsung with online redemption code. Qualifying credit, new line of service, timely redemption, and phone finance agreement required. 2 new lines required for new customers. 1 offer per account.
O'Reilly. Right now at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store, pick up 5 quarts of Castrol Edge full synthetic motor oil and a Wix filter for $33.99. Plus, you'll earn double O rewards points and receive a $15 O'Reilly gift card after mail-in rebate. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
With this job, having 2 hands won't cut it. Which is why I thank the stars I have a third. Grainger. When my 2 hands are full, I fully rely on Grainger. They're America's number one source for industrial-grade supplies. So, whether I'm fixing a furnace or fastening a faucet, Grainger hands me what I need when I need it. Which makes me a pretty lucky guy. Because when it comes to needing an extra hand, Grainger's got your back. Call or click Grainger.com to see for yourself. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Now, back to the Fanatic pregame show, live from Sugar House Casino and on 97.5 The Fanatic.
701 97.5 The Fanatic is the pregame show with Jason Amont, Bob Cooney. I'm Devon Givens as we broadcast live from Fishtown Hops at Sugar House Casino. here until 8:20 as the Eagles and Rams will do battle tonight. The Eagles are still in playoff mode, as every game means something for this football team. And we'll see how things actually play out tonight again as they take on the Rams. The inactives are out. We'll get to those shortly as we check in with Tim McManus again live from out there in Los Angeles to get the latest with what he thinks is going on with this football team. Some nice names out there that are going to be not available for the football team tonight. So we have to definitely talk about that. And if you want to join in on the phones at some point, 610-632-0975 as we get ready to discuss this Eagles-Rams game. We, you know, a little flashback, of course, of what we saw from the football team against the Dallas Cowboys with Jason, since he hasn't been on all week. So we wanted to get just a sense of what he thought and what he felt what happened in that game. Just a tough, tough loss, a tough way to close out that week. And here we are today, again, getting ready for the L.A. Rams game tonight against the Rams out there in Los Angeles. So a tough one for the boys tonight. The Rams still fighting for that number one overall seed, guys, out there in the NFC with the New Orleans Saints.
Yes, sir. The thing about the last week's game was those calls. My goodness, I don't necessarily know how the NFL is a bully.
The NFL is a bully.
The NFL is a bully because only in our profession, NFL, where you can blatantly mess up and you can say, you know what, we're going to fine you for talking about it. Talking about you making a mistake.
Malcolm Jenkins talked
exactly.
about it.
We're going to fine you for everyone in the world knowing that you made a mistake.
Let's set it up. First of all, you're listening to 97.5, the Fanatic WPEM, Burlington, Philadelphia, a Beasley Media Group station broadcasting outside of the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast. Jason Devant, Bob Cooney, Devon Givens. Jay, so what happens, and Bob, of course, I know you talked about it plenty during the week, where the kickoff happens. The Eagles lose when they defer, like we talked about. We wanted them to take the ball and get some things started, right? They did not. They got it started, though, by forcing the fumble, Malcolm Jenkins, and it's recovered by the man who talked too much during the week, Kamu Grugier-Hill. But
that would have been big.
The officials overturned the call when it was clearly recovered by the Philadelphia Eagles, a clear fumble by the Dallas Cowboys. Take it away, Jay.
The thing that bothers you most is that what are we protecting? Are we trying to get the call right so we're not interfering with the game? Or are we trying to are we jockeying for power? I don't know, Bob. Like, I used to think that, man, we need to get every call right no matter what the circumstance is. We've taken it out of the hands of the guys that are in the stadium, that are being manipulated by the crowd and the coaches and all those things. And then we give it over to a guy that's in New York that's clearly doing something that he's not supposed to be doing. Maybe he's like
doing what Malcolm Jenkins said.
Yeah. On the bottle, smoking weed, watching something he should be watching. He's doing something, but looking at the game, he's not.
It was, I swear, I thought this, that so the play happens, they go to replay, they're waiting. I felt like the guy back in New York was, you know what, I got to hit the head real quick while the kickoff goes off. I'll be back. I think they went back to New York and the guy was nowhere to be found. And they're like, I don't know, Dallas ball. Let's just keep it that. I've never seen something where you say you couldn't determine off of a replay who recovered the football.
Yeah.
What the hell is replay for? Where are your cameras? How can you not see that an Eagles player got up, waved the ball, gave it back to the referee?
Bizarre.
It all lends to, why does Dallas get these calls?
Bizarre.
And then you go to the further calls, like Devon was talking about.
Yep.
Especially on Dallas Goedert.
Dallas got it now. Swim move is what the call was, right? Swim move, illegal.
He didn't even really make contact.
Did not. The thing that got me, he was hitting the helmet twice.
Twice.
And they didn't throw a flag.
Nothing.
That move has done by every person that has been a pass catcher since the beginning of football. Like, it's a normal move. It was a really, really good move. And we know that the guy that's covering him can't guard him, so you shouldn't even assume that he passed in the fear because, Jeff, he can't cover anybody, right? So it's one of those things that happened in the game. Now, they tried to make up that call in the next play.
Yep.
Because Randy Gregory goes low and basically pulls – Carson Wentz's leg without touching anything, you know, with his shoulder or you know, just trying to stay out of the path of the quarterback, and they get that bad call. But, you know, in hindsight, I don't necessarily know if that call affected the game because it kind of took the clock away, which we kind of needed because they were scoring at a very efficient and fast rate.
Yeah. And here's what's bothering me about NFL referees. And I'll go back to the Monday night Washington game and see if you guys remember this. There was a kickoff or a punt. I can't remember what it was. And they called an illegal chop on an Eagles player.
Mm-hmm.
But it was actually the opposite team that hit somebody, and it was a no call. The referee that flew the flag. Now, the play happened at the 7-yard line. I watched the replay over and over again. The referee that flew the flag was standing at the 40-yard line,
exactly.
Ran up and threw like he was throwing a Hail Mary pass, his flag to get all the way down there. Now, my thinking is, you're that far away, you can't be sure of what you just saw. To be so emphatic about it tells me you want to have an impact on the game.
Yeah.
Why these referees want to have an impact on the game is because Gene Steratore and his crew last year in the Super Bowl did the greatest job ever because they let them play.
Yeah.
They let them play. They called the most obvious of plays. Players knew how to play. They knew what they could get away with. They knew how hard they could play. And it was a great game to watch. I don't know. I was at a high school basketball game last night. And one of the referees, and God bless him, I know it's a tough business, he's trying to take over the game.
Yeah.
Just let the kids play. Let the pros play. Let them play.
Nobody
make the obvious
wants
calls
to see.
Nobody's paying to see you.
But we live in a society where we got to post everything. It's Instagram. It's Twitter. It's everything about, you know, being seen. So the referees are human, too. They want to shine. They want to shine like T.O., baby.
Job,
they want to shine.
That's not their job.
They got black and white stripes on. You should notice me. I'm the referee. I control this game, and I can intercede and interject in this game and mess up a completely good game if I choose to.
A good second half, specifically, where they were just going back and forth overall. And the way the thing started, the Eagles, at least you would believe, would have had 3 points out of it. And who knows how things would have been changed, possibly.
Yeah, bizarre. But
with that game.
This is happening every week in every game in the NFL. And they need to do a better job of preparing the officials and coming up with some fresh talent. And having some guys that are capable to replace some guys. I want to see guys get, I'm sorry to say this, but either get benched or fired. And we should know about it. You know, that, hey, this guy, you know, he's been demoted. We're sending him to NFL Europe. They don't have their place anymore, by the way. But we're sending them, you know, to college. We're sending them somewhere else to get further training. When can we see that happen consistently?
What happens to a player when he doesn't perform?
He gets benched or fired.
Yeah, you know, like.
Or traded 29 times.
I know how hard it is. We had somebody on this week, it might have been Adam Schefter, who was saying, look, take it in perspective. How many plays are run every Saturday, you know, Saturday or Sunday and Monday and Thursday where the referees do make the right calls or non-calls? You know what I mean? It's the ones, the bad ones that they make that stick out. Okay, but when you have a backup system, which is replay, and that still doesn't work, sorry.
And it was the first play of the game.
Yeah.
And you have 5 or 6 other guys out there with you that can, hey, have a conversation with you and say, are you sure about this? Referee that's throwing a flag from 72 yards away. Are you sure about this call? You weren't in position to make this call. Do we have someone that can have a voice of reason? With 5 or 6 guys, you should think that we can come up with the right call.
Absolutely. And we'll continue to talk about some of that and start to lean more into the LA Rams as we head to Los Angeles right now and check in with our guy from ESPN.com and 97.5 The Fanatic, of course, and that is the great Tim McManus joining us on the Comcast Business Hotline. T-Mac, what's going on out there in Los Angeles?
There's so much going on this week. I forgot there was a game for you know, but the guys are warming up. Nick Foles on the turf, catching some balls, throwing some balls, and you know, gets another chance here at the Coliseum like he did a year ago.
Absolutely, Tim, in different circumstances, of course, with the record being what it is, but the Eagles are still alive. What has been the reaction overall after everything that came out about Carson Wentz, the reaction from the team itself, Tim, about Nick Foles now back in the lineup?
Well, I think that, you know, confidence is really high, and when you talk to Malcolm Jenkins, I think said it best, is how do you guys feel having Nick Foles under center? And he said, you know, he's the Super Bowl MVP, so he'll be fine. And I think that's kind of the prevailing sentiment as you said, it's a different set of circumstances, a different team. You know, when he took over last year, you're talking about a 10-2 squad versus a 6-7 one that has really struggled to get out of its own way, has had a tough time on offense. Coles, of course, was in earlier in the season and wasn't exactly lighting it up. You know, but they have seen what he can do. This was the team where Foles took over last year, and they're hoping that he's got a little magic left.
Tim, I got Jason Avant sitting to the right of me, who is absolutely ecstatic that Nick Foles is back in there, back behind center. But it's funny, does that, like what Jason is feeling, can Doug hold that back and commit to this run game? I mean, is he kind of a fan like, oh, here's the guy that won me the Super Bowl last year, but against this Rams team, it would seem like you should run the ball more, no?
I totally agree with you, and especially if you look at it, it's a little bit surprising, but you know, the Rams are giving up 5.1 yards per carry on the ground. And when you think about the defensive front, especially the interior, like, how's that possible? But that's at least one potential area of vulnerability on what is otherwise a good defense and a very good team. So, yeah, I think for a number of reasons it makes sense to commit to the ground game. We've seen that they've had success when that has happened this year, 27-plus carries, 6-0. Under that, 0-7. So I think that you know, Peterson is going to try to establish the run, and that will obviously only help Foles as he kind of tries to reintegrate into the starting lineup.
Yep. Tim, this is Jason, buddy. How you doing?
Hey, Jason. Good to talk to you. What's going on?
You too. Tim, we heard that Isaac may be out or is out, and we know that they have Aaron Donald. What do you think the most effective game plan would be for a player of his magnitude?
Yeah, he is going to be out for this game. Seumalo is officially ruled out, and that means that Stefan Wisniewski is going to step into a big spot. And as you rightly point out, going to be going against one of the best in the game, arguably the best defensive player on the planet right now. And he's got Sue right next to him. So, I mean, this is a very difficult task that they're going to have to overcome today. I don't know if there's a great game plan for stopping a guy that's, you know, racking up 16.5 sacks, but I think that if you can go at him a little bit, you know, that might be one of the more effective ways. If you can keep a balance and give help where possible, I think that's what they're going to have to do, because, you know, they call these defensive linemen game wreckers, and the biggest game wrecker in the game right now is Aaron Donald.
Tim McManus joining us live from Los Angeles ahead of Eagles Rams tonight, 8:20 kickoff here on the Comcast Business Hotline. Tim, noticeably, of course, last week, a lot of the issues in the secondary, which has been the case for the past few weeks, and now we again have Sidney Jones out one more time because of the hamstring injury. Didn't play very well due to that, we think, last week. What are we looking at in the secondary tonight against the Rams, who also have maybe even more explosive players out there offensively against the Eagles tonight?
In fact, I was going through this exercise with one of the reporters in the press box, and I had a good feeling for what it must be like to be Corey Unlin and Jim Schwartz on a week-to-week basis with a decimated secondary like they have right now. Now, Avante Maddox is back, and that helps. But yes. Sidney Jones is out for this game. So they lose one, they gain another. And, you know, Schwartz at least has some flexibility as to, you know, where he wants to play these guys, but still not ideal. I mean, you can have a situation where you have Malcolm Jenkins and run with, you know, the combination of Trey Sullivan and Corey Graham like they have been in previous weeks, and work Avante Maddox into the slot, put Cravon LeBlanc on the outside opposite Rasul Douglas. And that at least, you know, takes Devontae Bosby out of the equation. And given his struggles last week in particular, that might not be the worst thing for them. But I think that overall, you know, you're playing this game, okay, what's the best-case scenario? It's still not a good scenario. And as you said, they're going up against a really high-powered team. And just look at how the Rams play at home. They're 6-0, first of all. They average 38 points per game at the Coliseum. And the last time they were here, they put up 54 on the Chiefs. You know, so this is a daunting task if there ever was one for what, as we know, is a banged-up secondary.
Tim, who do you key on if you're the Eagles' defense? I mean, there's so many guys. Obviously, you have Jared Goff. You have Cooks. You have everything going there that you just alluded to that scored 54, whatever, the last time they were there. But who do they have to stop, do you think?
Well, I think it's actually Gurley, you know, because just talking to the defensive players, this week, they said that's really where it starts and ends. And, you know, if he gets going, forget about it, because then it opens up everything else for everybody else. And, you know, talking to Malcolm Jenkins in particular this week, you know, he said Gurley. He had the running back top of mind, and I think rightly so. Because if he gets going, it opens up the playbook. And, you know, Sean McVay is arguably the best in the business right now at putting you off balance. You know, he likes to run this quick tempo, and he can back off of that and just has so many different ways to kind of get you going, east and west, north and south, that it's hard to contain if you don't do what, fundamentally is the most important, and that's stop the run game in Gurley.
Tim, offensively, are we kind of looking at, this seems too easy to say, but is it all RPOs? Is it kind of exactly what you did last year in the, you know, Super Bowl, in the playoff run that you think we're going to see from Nick Foles tonight? Or do you adjust because you don't have the same personnel? You're not playing as well as you did this time or last year at that time.
Yeah, I mean, just having a feel for what works with Foles, I think, you know, simplicity is the key for him. Nothing more important than for him to be confident in the game plan and what you're asking of him. And as we saw, they tailored the system to him very effectively for the postseason run last year. They went back and looked at the different plays that were effective when Chip was here. And a lot of that is the RPO game. You know, basically you want to simplify the process for Foles. You want to give him an option that he can look at and be confident and just rip it. If he is overthinking, then that is when you get the bad Foles. So even though the personnel is different, even though you have to worry about what you have on tape and the schematics that go along with that, I think what's the overriding factor is that Foles is at his best when he's running what he is absolutely comfortable with. So, yeah, I think you are going to see a lot of RPOs. I think you're going to see a lot of a similar approach to what they had in the postseason, and who's to argue with that? It works pretty well.
Tim, on paper, their defense looks very, very average. Like they're in the middle of the pack when it comes to stopping the run, the middle of the pack when it comes to passing. Looking at this game, I'm optimistic about our offense and what we can do. Is it that they are just okay at defense, or that offense is so good that they don't necessarily have to concentrate as much on defense?
Yeah, I think there is a level of that. You know, I think that they're statistically, as you point out, Jay, I mean, you know, it doesn't blow you away, but I think when you look at some of the personnel, you say, well, you know, they're pretty stacked in some areas. It's a bunch of Eagles fans come by and are doing what they do. So I don't think it's going to be a walk in the park, but I am really curious to see how this offense responds, because obviously, under Foles, there was a little bit of magic that they showed in the latter part of last year. We're learning more about how injured Wentz has been this year, and you wonder how much of that has factored into, one, the slow starts, and two, just kind of the overall funk that the offense has been in. And so, you know, I'm as curious as anybody to see if they can light it up a little bit in this game.
Well, Tim, we'll find out in about an hour as the kickoff
gets underway. Tim, did you just walk through an Eagles tailgate?
No, they walked through me.
Oh, there you go. Was it an Eagles tailgate?
Loud.
Yeah,
and
it's
face,
not a tailgate.
Baby.
It's just, there is nice. A lot of green around me, man. There is.
Is there really?
I'm looking out, and I would say, you know, 50% of the jerseys right now, maybe 60% are Eagles. I mean, it's unbelievable. As we know, they travel so well and continue to be loyal even in a down season.
And Tim, similar turnout last season in Los Angeles, correct?
Yeah, that's absolutely right.
Yep. Well, again, let's see if they show out tonight and help the Birds out as much as they're excited as Jason Avant is. Tim, we will catch up with you during the week and, of course, read you on ESPN.com. Thanks so much, man.
All right, boys. Always a pleasure. Take care.
Thanks,
easy, Tim. Tim McManus live from ESPN.com, of course, at 97.5 The Fanatic in Los Angeles with the Birds fans, not tailgating. They walk through him.
Yeah. Yes. You know, yeah, they got to get in there. That's how hour the game
time. That's the Birds fan, man. You got to get in there loud and in your face, baby. We won. What can you do about it? That's it.
No doubt about it. Don't miss your chance to travel with the Birds. Our drawing for the ultimate VIP away game experience. We've been talking about this for weeks. Provided by Miller Lite is tonight at 8 p.m. right here at Fishtown Hops. If you've earned an entry over the last few weeks by ordering a Philly special, make sure you stick around. Sugar House Casino is taking the game to another level with sports betting now live. Philly's premier casino is your go-to sports book. Catch all the NFL games in the sports book as well as here at Fishtown Hops. Visit sugarhousecasino.com/sportsbook for more information. And again, that is at 8 o'clock. The drawing will be held right here at Fishtown Hops. Don't forget the watch party with Andrew Salchunas. That will also be here at Fishtown Hops. And again, gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Guys, anything stand out to you specifically with what Tim McManus had to say?
Yeah, I wonder if Doug Peterson is going to go back to what worked for them last year with Nick Foles there. Or do you adjust against this defense, which is one of the ways you can get them is through the run. And that, consequently, as we've talked about, keeps the offense off the field. So it'll be interesting if it's a lot of RPOs and more passes to run, or if you're playing to the team you're going against and looking to commit to the run.
Last year during the run, they ran the ball effectively. They ran it effectively. And that's the thing that you have to do. You got to commit to it. Just commit to the run. And allow Nick to make plays. Committing to the run is hard. Like everyone said, you know, when they rush the ball 27 times, you know, they're 6-0 or 7.
Yeah, no, they're 6-0, 27 or more, yeah.
But you know how hard it is to rush the ball? Everything has to go right. So if you rush the ball, nine series and you get three and outs, you know what I mean? I mean, or nine, three and outs.
Right.
You know, it just doesn't happen. So you have to be able to move people. And that talks about the offensive line creating running lanes. So it's not just that the coach doesn't want to call run plays, but he's gauging it based on if the offensive line is moving the defensive line back or not. And if the offensive line doesn't show that, he's not going to commit to running the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Again, the watch party with Andrew Salchunas on the 10-foot big screen. As always, we have the $2 Miller Lights, $1 Dogs, $12 Miller Light buckets, and plenty of free parking that come by and take advantage of. Of course, it's raining out there. You want to just get that free parking, get in here, and get ready to watch the game. A big contest tonight against the Rams for the Philadelphia Eagles. Prizes include for the watch party, Trevor Noah tickets, KISS tickets, and the Mizzou X throwing passes. Guys, once again, the Mizzou X throwing passes, they will be given out. Yeah, exactly. They will be given out during the watch party with Andrew Salchunas. It's the Fanatic Pregame Show live from Fishtown Hops and Sugar House Casino with Jason Devon, Bob Cooney. I'm Devon Gibbs. Is an hour away from kickoff. We get you set right here on the Fanatic.
It's the Fanatic Pregame Show live from Sugar House Casino on 97.5 The Fanatic.
O'Reilly. When your battery goes dead, everything can come to a stop. Don't take a chance on getting stranded. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and get your battery tested free of charge. If your battery does need to be replaced, O'Reilly Auto Parts can help you find the exact superstart battery that fits your car or truck at a guaranteed low price. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, I'm Steven Singer, the I Hate Steven Singer guy, and I've been in the jewelry business for a long time, since 1975. And the most asked questions I get are, why do people hate you, and what's the best gift to give? Well, you can't go wrong with a great pair of diamond studs, but you can go wrong with where you get them. And this is why all the other jewelers in America hate me. Diamond studs are the number one gift that women want, so why take a chance? When it comes to value and quality, no other jeweler in America, in-store or online, even comes close to our needed diamond studs. Every pair comes with a 100-day, 100% full money-back guarantee, and a 100% full lifetime trade-in value on every pair. So you can upgrade to a new, larger pair of needed diamond studs anytime and receive exactly what you pay for them towards a new pair. But if it's not a good diamond, it's not a good deal. Our diamonds are not the low-quality stuff that you see in the mall or online. Our Anita diamond studs are 100% flawless to the eye, all near colorless, with maximum sparkle and brilliance. Beautiful stuff. Oh, and every pair is picked by a real expert jeweler and hand-set by one of our master diamond setters. Not some mass-produced junk. Every pair comes with 14-carat safety silicone backs. Get yours for less than $270. Visit me, the real Steven Singer, at the other corner of 8th and Walnut, and park for free. Or call 888-I-HATE-STEVEN-SINGER and talk to one of our real, live jewelers. Or get fast and free shipping at IHateStevenSinger.com. Steven Singer Jewelers. One place, one price.
Natalie Eganoff here for my friends at TurnersvilleJeep.com. If you're looking for that wow gift, you'll find it at the tri-state area's fastest growing Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram dealer, TurnersvilleJeep.com. Right now, during the Big Finish event, save not 10, not 20, but up to 30% off MSRP. Choose from a huge selection of new Wranglers, Cherokees, Grand Cherokees, and Ram pickup trucks at TurnersvilleJeep.com. The general manager, Ron Fina, had me test drive a new Cherokee, and I loved it so much. It had the cool tech I wanted and the legendary 4x4 performance I need for winter. Get amazing deals on your wow gift during the Big Finish event at TurnersvilleJeep.com in Turnersville, New Jersey, and tell them Natalie from the Fanatics sent you.
2017 Jeep Renegade Latitude 4-cylinder manual transmission, MSRP $25,575. Selling price with 30% discount is $17,902 plus tax and tags. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Offer ends December 31st, 2018.
Hey, Flyers fans, Shawnee Hill here with Gritty. Looking for the perfect gift for the holiday season? Grab a Flyers Santa sack today. Every Santa sack includes a pair of Flyers tickets, an autographed puck, a bonus pair of Wings tickets. Yeah, I was just getting that, Gritty. Each Santa sack also includes an exclusive collectible Gritty Christmas ornament. Add a little grit to your holidays with Flyers Santa sacks. Get yours now at PhiladelphiaFlyers.com.
When it comes to golf this past year, tee times were a washout. Linfield National in beautiful Linfield, PA wants you to make up for all the lost golf with a membership for $99. That's right. For a limited time, your Linfield National Golf Club membership fee is only $99. Play at Linfield National spans over 6,000 yards, but the multiple sets of tees make this a great round for a wide range of players. Visit LinfieldNational.com now and get ready to make up for all the lost golf for only $99. That's LinfieldNational.com.
This is Gary Cobb for Experimac of Cherry Hill. Experimac of Cherry Hill sells pre-owned iPhones, iPads, and laptops for up to 60% off the original price. They have a one-year warranty, so you can be confident with your purchase. I went to Experimac of Cherry Hill because they are locally owned and operated. I dealt with the owner and his team, not some shady person from one of those internet resale sites. Why buy your kids' new Apple products when pre-owned are just as good? Keyword search, Experimac, Cherry Hill.
Gathering with your family for the game? Don't forget the Dietz and Watson family. Dietz and Watson premium meats and cheeses are made using recipes perfected over four generations. At home or in the lot, go with Dietz and Watson Philadelphia Eagles beef style Franks or try original chicken sausages. Ready to throw on the grill. Tailgating at an Eagles home game? Post a photo on Facebook or Instagram and hashtag it Tailgate Family. The Dietz and Watson tailgate team just might stop by to give you free meat, cheese, and great gear. Go Birds! Dietz and Watson, it's a family thing.
Elk and Chevrolet on Route 73 in Marlton is now offering employee pricing on 2008 Camaro, Corvette, Cruze, Equinox, Malibu, Silverado, Trax, and select 2019 models. Let Elk and Chevrolet show you the family difference by giving you the same family discount they get. Online at elkandchevrolet.com.
Sports Talk for King of Prussia and all of Montgomery County.
97.5, The Fanatic. Now, back to the Fanatic pregame show, live from Sugar House Casino and on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Fanatic pregame show with Jason Avant, Bob Cooney. I'm Devon Givens, live from Fishtown Hops and Sugar House Casino, our favorite place to be during an Eagles game, before, during, and after, if you want to stick around as well. Plenty of televisions, great bar situated here, and just great seating room for you if you want to join in. Again, don't miss your chance to travel with the Birds. We've been talking about it for weeks. If you want to travel with the Birds, well, you've had your chance. You've earned an entry over the last few weeks by ordering a Philly special, a great food menu that they have here, and they had the Philly special. Make sure you stick around here at Fishtown Hops to find out if you won. Again, the drawing will be held at 8 o'clock tonight right here for that ultimate VIP away game experience provided by Miller Lite. So come by, make sure you win that one. Well, see if you win that one. And ring in the new year at Philly's most epic party. The event center at Sugar House Casino will be transformed into a spectacular party with live music by the Rockets, a three-hour premium open bar, appetizers, and much more. Get your tickets at SugarHouseCasino.com. Less than an hour away, guys, for the Eagles and Rams. Plenty of offense. No Sidney Jones. Avante Maddox back in there. LeBlanc, you really like Jason out there at the cornerback position because he just simply competes out there.
Yeah, like he's not a special like player, but he He's a competitor. He likes to be in position, and he fights. And that's what you want from a guy. You want a guy that's willing to come up and tackle. You want a guy that's going to grab you and hold you a little bit. When you're on offense, you hate it. But, you know, a guy that's just not going to let you run by them and catch a touchdown would rather give you a pass interference for that amount rather than give up a touchdown. I like that aspect about him. And but the other guys, but even him out there against these guys, it's uphill battle.
We've been saying that all year with these defensive backs that they've been throwing out there. You got nothing to lose. So go down fighting, like hit somebody at the line of scrimmage. If you're getting beat, throw a guy out of bounds and take the penalty. Whatever exactly. It may be, you got to show some kind of resiliency, some kind of stoppage. And we just don't see that an awful
some
lot.
Some type of heart. That's what you're saying, yeah. Bob.
You threw the heart in there, but no, I won't back off.
But
from
I'm just
that,
saying,
sure.
But just some type. That's what
but
it
you
is.
You have nothing to lose. It's not like you're an all pro guy out there saying, "Oh, I don't want to get beat here." Like I got you know. No, you're nobody off the street. Make a name for yourself somehow.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
You know that you have to approach this like they approached me at LA Fitness basketball. Right. So they may not be the best athlete guarding me, but they're going to come out and give me the business. They're going to elbow me. They're going to try to pull my shorts down. They're going to do whatever they can to try to stop me.
What guys you playing with?
It just happens, man. Everybody wants an opportunity to get dunked on.
They say, hold up, that's Jason Devon. Let's go right at him.
Yeah, they do, but
they do say that.
Normally, it doesn't work.
When do you play? I got to come out there.
Oh, anytime, Saturday and Sunday. Though.
All right. Got to let him go say it on the air with Tom.
I got to keep it in it.
Yeah, you got to keep that to yourself. Yeah. But, Bob, I mean, listen, Tim talked about how this offense is explosive in the defense. We saw some good things from the defensive front, and the secondary did what the secondary did. But they're going to have their work cut out for them tonight in Los Angeles. Jared Goff is playing well. You asked that question, who do you decide to key in on and try to stop? Ty Gurley is that offense.
Yeah, well, and think about how unsuccessful the Eagles have been when they're going against a back like that. Like last week, Zeke Elliott ran for 113, caught for like another 79, I want to say. You had Saquon Barkley, who, if it wasn't for Pat Shurmur, was on his way to a record day and had a record, had a really, really good day in the first loss to the Eagles. When they face that multidimensional back, it just seems like once they get started, those backs, the Eagles have trouble stopping them. It's going to be key tonight. You can't let Gurley catch a swing pass and turn it for 25. You can't let him get a 30-yard run right off the bat like they did to Ingram in the Saints game. You know, you have to come out. Chase, you made a great point. That front four played really, really well last week. And Jim Schwartz only blitzed five times, and Dallas went 5 for 5 with a touchdown and 60-some yards. So it's going to be key today for that defensive front to get going, and you have to key on Gurley.
You have to, but I think the MVP of this offense is not playing the game. It's the one that's calling the game.
Sean McVay.
Watching this guy, you know, on film, the play calls and all those things. When Cooper Kupp was healthy, I always saw the third receiver on like a defensive end, backside, running down the sideline, a backup safety, something like that. He's a creative play caller. And he's able to generate offense. Last week, not so much. I don't think the team was interested in playing in the cold in Chicago. I just don't. It looked like they didn't want to be there. And they don't necessarily have to be because they're going to have home field advantage throughout the playoffs. But he's a great play caller. They have so many weapons on offense. Even their punt return guy, if you let him catch a screen, JoJo Natson, you let him catch a screen, he can take to the house. They have like a plethora of talent, and it's good to see. It's good for them to have those type of players with that type of a coach. As a player, you want a coach to be able to put you in the best situation to have the team win, but also to bring out your optimum ability, and that's what type of coach he is.
And you mentioned a plethora of talent and the fact that the MVP is the head coach. We look at, Bob, a plethora of talent here in Philadelphia as well when we lay out Alshon Jeffrey, Zach Ertz, on and on and on with those receiving weapons.
Golden Tate,
Dallas Goedert, who hasn't get used enough. Nelson Aguilar, we know he's more than capable of getting things done. And we also thought that coming in off the Super Bowl that Doug Peterson is a superstar head coach in this league for what he was able to do with the backup quarterback winning the Super Bowl. What makes them different than the Rams and how they get it done?
What makes the Eagles different as far as not
because
getting
have,
it done?
They have weapons. They have weapons. They might be different weapons, but they have weapons to get things done in terms of W's.
We've been talking about it for a couple of weeks on the morning show. Something's off with Carson Wentz, and it turns out to be he has a broken back. But it just seemed like something was off with him. Zoning in on Zach Ertz, if the guy's going to give me 10 yards 80% of the time I throw to him, I'm kind of okay with that. But it negated the Golden Tates. It negated the Alshon Jeffrey. Where's Nelson Aguilar been?
Where's Goddard?
Where's Goddard? And I had great expectations for him coming into the year. They haven't committed to the running game simply because they had nobody to commit to until Josh Adams started showing he could play a little bit. So it was just like I equate it to, or I look at it as, 2-3 years from now, we're going to look back on this year and say, yeah, you know, that was just the year that Carson was a little screwed up in the knee and the back and all that stuff, and that's why things didn't work. I think that's why, although his numbers are good, I kind of think that's why this offense didn't run as smoothly this year as it did last year, because he wasn't himself, and he didn't spread the ball around the way he did last year, and he couldn't make the big plays the way he did last year. So to put it all on Carson might not be fair, but look, when they won 9 in a row last year, we were all praising Carson, so mm-hmm. It is fair.
Yeah, it is fair, and that's why we asked the question. Jay, what makes him different?
What makes it different I'll say it like this. Andrew Whitworth, Roger Saffold, those guys up front. If you watch the Rams games, majority of the time, Goff has a clean pocket. And he's able to get the ball down the field, take those shots to Robert Woods and to Brandon Cooks, and get the ball to several different guys. Like, it doesn't matter how well the skill positions are. If the offensive line isn't playing well, you don't have an opportunity. Do I think that Doug and McVay are at the same level of coach? I would say no, but it's just when it comes to just play calling, because this is what, and the thing too, we don't have Gurley either, so I don't know either, because when you have a guy that's a beast like that, it makes every play call seem good, because you know, running the ball is going to get you 5 yards a carry. That's a good thing to have. As
second and five is awfully nice.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
Nice. I saw the Cowboys running today on second and nine, second eight, running the ball and get, you know, 7-8 yards. It's, you know, they still lost, but it's a good thing to have when you have a stud running back like that.
There's that confidence there for that running back.
Ajayi and Blunt.
God. And a good Corey Clement last year,
and,
you know?
But this is the thing.
Gosh, Adams got two good carries right away for the Birds, and they went away from it.
The bird season goes down to who they let go. They let go a bunch of guys that were like very, very key to their success, and they weren't big names, but
Torrey
they were
Smith,
very, LeGarrette very
Blunt,
key.
Speaking of?
Yeah, Torrey Smith, LeGarrette Blunt, Michael Kendricks. I know he was in trouble. But you have the guys, you know, on and on, Patrick Robinson. Like, guys like that are just – that are glue guys, and you don't want to see them – leave your team because they have so much impact in the locker room, and you can keep some bad seeds out of your locker room by keeping them there.
Well, again, Eagles, Rams coming up on just under an hour, of course, live from Los Angeles. It's going to be a big one. The Birds are trying to stay alive. They're still in the hunt for a playoff spot, but they need a lot of help, and they actually need to go out there and just do their job and win every game. Tough one to start off tonight in Los Angeles. We won't even get into the next one because you got to take care of this one tonight. The Fanatic pregame show is presented by, again, Sugar House Casino. Check out the action at Philly's hottest gaming floor. Score big with over $500 in new member offers. Philly loves a winner. If you come down to Sugar House tonight, check us out at our Dietz and Watson Mobile Broadcast Center. And our pregame show is brought to you by local Pierce Phelps Bryant dealers, who would do whatever it takes to keep you warm this upcoming winter. Visit nopaybryant.com to find a dealer near you. On the other side, more with the Eagles and Rams as kickoff is at 8:20. We carry up to 8:15. Pat Egan, Tyler Zuli, they'll have the in-game call for you right here on the Fanatic post-game with Joe Torti. So stick around all evening right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's the Fanatic pregame show live from Sugar House Casino on 97.5 The Fanatic.
'Tis the season, and you know what that means. The whole family celebrating under one roof, so your Wi-Fi needs to keep up. That's why Xfinity XFi delivers the best Wi-Fi experience with the most reliable internet. Now the whole gang can stream, game, and share at the same time. And watch their holiday favorites at home or on the go with the Xfinity Stream app. Plus, see how you can save when you switch your wireless carrier to Xfinity Mobile. It's included with your internet. Switch and save hundreds. Now that's simple, easy, awesome.
Get a special offer on Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 years with a 2-year agreement. Plus, see how you can save when you switch to Xfinity Mobile. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Wireless savings compares average regular monthly charge of top providers. Offer ends 1/13/19. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment taxes and fees, including BTV and RSN fees, extra and subject to change. After agreement, regular rates apply.
Some people avoid dealerships because they don't want a high-pressure sales pitch. At Conkerville, they promise to be different. Great customer service before, during, and after the sale is what you'll find. They're not here to sell you a car. They're here to help you buy one. Now's the time to drive a Conkerville Nissan like I do and save big. Going on now is the Conkerville Nissan year-end clearance event. Incredible deals all month long on all leftover 2018 models. Get 0% financing on select 2018 Nissans and score an even better deal with dealer rebates. This is your opportunity to get the Nissan you want with all the cool safety features like emergency braking with pedestrian detection, 360 camera views, and blind spot warning for changing lanes. Check out 202Nissan.com for all the amazing lease and finance deals. Way too many deals to mention in this commercial. That's 202Nissan.com. 202Nissan.com to find your next Nissan. Conkerville Nissan on Route 202 South in Glen Mills. Conkerville cares.
An individual cancer cell is too small to see. A proton, even smaller. But shooting a proton into a cancer cell? That's huge. That's proton therapy. And at Penn Medicine, that's 360 tons of advanced nuclear physics. The largest proton therapy center on Earth, focused on the smallest of targets. Attacking tumors with pinpoint precision in the places they're hardest to reach, near vital organs like the lungs and the brain, with the potential for less tissue damage and fewer harmful side effects. Destroying cancer and restoring life. The Roberts Proton Therapy Center at Penn Medicine's Abramson Cancer Center. It's one more reason why your life is worth Penn Medicine. Discover how proton therapy is changing lives at PennMedicine.org/proton.
Need help picking out a wine for a holiday dinner or party? Then head over to your nearest PA Fine Wine and Good Spirits store, where you'll find some great prices on a variety of Beringer Main and Vine Cabernet, Chardonnay, Pinot Grigio, Red Crush, and White Zinfandel from Treasury Wine Estates, all for just $9.99. Happy holidays from your friends at Treasury Wine Estates. Please drink responsibly.
Natalie Eganoff here to talk to you about my friends at Family and Company Jewelers. If you're thinking about getting engaged, go see Angelo and the team at Family and Company. They'll walk you through every step of the process and help you pick out the perfect ring. The holiday season is here, so fill her stocking with something she will never forget, a beautiful ring from Family and Company. Visit their showroom on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey, or online at familyjewelers.com. Family and Company Jewelers, South Jersey's diamond destination.
Here's the snap and the throw. He makes the catch and could go all the way.
All the way to Delilah's, the Gentleman's Club and Steakhouse, that is. Don't miss a minute of the action every Sunday and Monday during football season at Delilah's, featuring Heineken and Heineken Light specials. And while you're watching the games with the world's most beautiful showgirls, indulge in Delilah's $5 tailgate menu. And don't forget to stop in for Thursday night's games with specials on Yuengling Lager. This football season, Delilah's has you covered. As always, admission is free after the game with proof of attendance or your hotel key. Delilah's, the Gentleman's Club and Steakhouse, is located at 100 Spring Garden Street, just minutes from the stadium complex, with ample free parking and a late-night dining menu. You and your crew looking to really score big? Reserve a table for bottle service today by calling 215-625-2800 or visit Delilah's.com.
Elkin Chevrolet on Route 73 in Marlton is now offering employee pricing on 2008 Camaro, Corvette, Cruze, Equinox, Malibu, Silverado, Trax, and select 2019 models. Let Elkin Chevrolet show you the family difference by giving you the same family discount they get. Online at ElkinChevrolet.com.
The Fanatics Holiday Wheel will start spinning Monday, December 17th. You have a chance to win amazing prizes from Steven Singer Jewelers, French Creek Outfitters, Flacco's and Conshohocken, Landis Block and Concrete, Imagine Lifestyles Luxury Car Rentals, Ron Jaworski Golf, the Sixers and Flyers, and more. Go to the contest page on 975thefanatic.com to register now for your chance to become a Holiday Wheel contestant. Sports talk for Philadelphia and beyond. 97.5 The Fanatic. Now, back to the Fanatic pregame show live from Sugar House Casino and on 97.5 The Fanatic.
7:46 right here on a Sunday night ahead of Eagles-Rams live from Los Angeles. This is the Fanatic pregame show. Jason Devine, Bob Cooney. I'm Devon Givens. Do want to tell you guys, don't forget, you can hang out with Andrew Salchunas and watch the game here at Fishtown Hops starting right around 8:20 at kickoff. You can watch the game on a huge 10x10 big screen, munch on the dollar dogs, enjoy $2 Miller Lite drafts and $12 Miller Lite buckets. That's presented by Sugar House Casino. Philly loves a winner, supported by Visit Philly and Gerhardt's Appliances. Also, it's official. It's official. Super Bowl weekend. It's official on Friday, February 1st. Mark Farzetta, Trey Thomas, Bob Cooney, and the morning show with Jamie Lynch. They're holding a massive cornhole tournament. Jason Devine.
Yeah, baby, you're in.
Yeah.
Am I in? I like cornhole.
Yeah, all right. The details, I like it. There are details on how to play in the tournament, how to get to watch it, prizes involved, etc., will be announced soon. Save the date, Friday, February 1st. It will be officially Super Bowl weekend in Philly. Stay tuned for more details.
Nice. That's going to be a great, great day.
Nice. Are you good?
Super Bowl Friday.
Super Bowl Friday.
I am a very good cornhole player for
some
reason.
I'm going to keep that thought in.
Yeah.
But you're a good cornhole player?
I can play a little cornhole. Oh, yeah, nice. I don't know why, but I can.
Good.
All right, man. Well, listen, again, make sure you stick around for details. February 1st, it will be officially Super Bowl weekend in Philly. Stay tuned for more details.
Like that
sounds funny, but they're making me read it. How about that, right, Jay? 610-632-0975. We're going up to 8:15. Pat Egan, Tyler Zuli, they will handle the in-game call on the Fanatic as the Birds and Rams kick off Sunday Night Football. Nick Foles under center. Oh, we haven't talked about it enough. Nick Foles under center, man. Jay, that's...
I'm so excited for this.
Bob, is he too excited? Bob, is he too excited?
I think I'm Homer.
So when Five was out and somebody else had to come in, who was a backup? Ty Detmer, Coy Detmer, whoever it was? Did you get all pumped up for that?
Mike Vick.
I'm going to tell you this.
Listen.
The backups sometimes in Philadelphia are like the most famous.
They're always the favorite players until they show why they're backups.
But no, check this out because listen, we had my rookie year. Was it my rookie year? My rookie year, we're, I think, 5-6.
All right.
Don gets hurt. We go up to, maybe 5-5. I can't remember. But we go up to Indianapolis. We lose. Jeff Garcia
comes in.
Merry Christmas,
and
Philly.
Balls.
Merry Christmas.
Takes you all the way to the playoffs in New Orleans.
Not only did he ball, he got guys' contracts. Reggie Brown. Those guys got paid because of Jeff Garcia, because Jeff Garcia threw a nice soft pass.
Well, will it be another Merry Christmas type of situation with Nick Foles in the next three games starting tonight in L.A.?
I'm hoping. The reason I'm hoping is that he deserves it. I don't think we appreciate what he's done here in Philadelphia. We don't appreciate it.
They had a statue of him before the first game, for crying out loud.
I hear what you're saying, but after the Super Bowl, the only thing that everyone said is, oh, that was great, but he's the backup.
Because he is.
That's never happened in Super Bowl history, that the Super Bowl winning quarterback goes back to being a backup.
Jeff Hostetler.
Yeah, I was going to say Hostetler, Phil Sims.
Well, Phil Sims, sorry.
Yeah.
But yeah. Okay.
But what would you have done? Wouldn't you go into the season and say Carson's your number one, or no? Or would you let it be a competition?
I would have, but this is what I would have did because of my appreciation. I would have said, hey, Nick, here's a set of 5 or 6 teams. You choose your destination. Thank you for all that you've done for the city.
Right.
And give him an opportunity to make some money and to go out and show that he's a franchise quarterback. I wouldn't have kept him in the city, knowing that he has the potential and was able to win a Super Bowl for me in this city that never have saw a Super Bowl ever. So I thought that the situation wasn't the best situation for Nick Foles. So I'm hoping tonight that he'll have the opportunity to win football games for the city of Philadelphia, but also help his family out.
Well, when you look at the reports that were out around that time, draft, and even before the draft, where the reports were second-round pick, high second-round pick to Cleveland.
I like the way you guys threw out the Hosteller, because that came. I was
No, you're right. In all the years of the Super Bowl.
That's why we're here. We're a team.
Yeah, we're a team. Thank you. I appreciate that. It was correction. That was like a spanking.
when you look at everything that's going on and we see what happens here with Nick Foles, we have to get into what makes him different under center with Carson Wentz now out and Nick Foles now in.
Yeah, well, I mean, what do you do? Do you go to the RPOs? Is it that kind of an offense? Does he hit guys on the run, which he did so well last year during the playoffs after that first half against Atlanta? You know, his accuracy in that Super Bowl, I remember having Brian Baldinger in studio not long after that, and he said, look, there was 10 throws in that game, 10 throws that no other quarterback may have been able to make in the span of one game.
Yes.
So he hit such a thing. You talk about rhythm when it comes to Nick Foles, how you got to get him started early and get him in a good rhythm and get him going. Look, when he does that and he does all the things we know from 27-2 up until last year's Super Bowl run, yeah, he's phenomenal. And then there's the other part of Nick Foles that isn't so great.
Well, you know what I love about Nick? He's a competitor. Nick is one of the most competitive people that I know. And I equate him to, this is a crazy analogy, but I created to him like Glenn Rice in basketball. He can get hot.
Yeah.
And go on a 30-40 point night, but then you have a night where you score 12 points. You're like, man, this is my leading player.
He had to go to a Michigan guy, didn't he?
I had to go to a Michigan.
Right. Yeah, uh-huh.
But okay. I'm just saying, but he was so he gets
couldn't
hot.
Say Ramil Robinson.
No, I couldn't say that. No. But what I'm saying is that he has those hot and cold streaks sometimes. But if he gets hot, it's hot, Super Bowl hot, 27-2 hot.
Yes.
On and on and on, seven touchdowns in the game hot.
Right.
And it can be prolonged. And I'm hoping that this is one of those moments.
Well, Bob, what do you see? I mean, you look at this, and as Jay said, he can get hot, 27-2 hot, 6-2 as a starter since 2017, including the playoffs, hot, win the Super Bowl, get a statue of himself, as you pointed out. He can get that kind of hot, but then he can also get that kind of cold that we saw in games 1 and 2 of this season as he started the 2018.
Is it? So is Carson hot and cold, too?
Well,
yeah, Carson,
I don't know, because I'm just saying it. Was it Nick Foles, or was it offensive line? Was it receivers? Was it an amalgamation of everything?
Yeah, no Alshon Jeffrey, right? Yeah.
Exactly. And that's what I think it was, not necessarily Nick Foles.
But because you're a big Nick Foles supporter.
I am.
Yeah, we all love like to see him going, you know, 350 and 4 touchdowns tonight.
I'm a homer,
I mean, who the hell
now
wouldn't like it? Look, we all excited grew up here. Look, it'll make my job easier at 5 a.m. tomorrow if he goes out and does exactly Woo! What we're saying. You know, it makes this whole week better. It makes it more fun to hang out and talk about it. It'll make next week better when we're on here before they play the Texans. Yeah, do we all want to see it? No question about it. The reality of it, I saw Nick Foles go 19 for 34 for 117 yards in game one this year. Like, that didn't do a lot for me. Now, he threw for 334 the next week against Tampa Bay, which turned out to be a loss.
Yep.
So, look, I just think, I said this the other day, and it kind of came out, I thought it, and it came out of my mouth that I was thinking of it. This offense has been so vanilla this year, whether it's because Carson Wentz was hurt with the knee, coming back with the back, whatever it may be. But it just hasn't been fun. Change is always fun when something's vanilla, and that's what you're looking at tonight. So I understand your excitement. I have a tinge of it also. I think the whole city does. Like,
sure,
this is something different to look at. Yeah, and it's the guy who was the Super Bowl MVP last year. So there's that.
Yeah, and when have a team that has a losing record going into a game week 15?
Yeah, 14.
Going into week 14 and the chances of us making the playoffs are very, very slim, and you're this excited about a game.
Yeah, and it's the one game. It's week after week. He has to win this one first in order for us to get excited for the next
game.
One.
Right.
And then the following one. It's the Fanatic Pregame Show. Jason Avant, Bob Cooney, I'm Devon Givens. We are with you for one final segment before we get out of here and hand things off to Pat and Tim. Joey, Mike, and Steve, hang on. We're going to run your phone calls, give you all an opportunity to say your piece before this game again at 8:20. In Los Angeles, from Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum. It's the Fanatic Pregame Show, live from Fishtown Hops and Sugar House Casino, right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's the Fanatic Pregame Show, live from Sugar House Casino on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Well, is your home in need of new windows and doors, but you've decided to brave one more cold season before making the plunge? Well, let me tell you why acting now will keep your family warm all winter long while lowering your high heating bills and save you big bucks with the big end-of-year sale from my good friends at Guided Door and Window. See, Guided is bringing back their biggest discounts of the year. Well, you receive 40% off each window you buy. That's right, 40% off every professionally installed window, and you'll get 40% off any door as well, including entry doors and patio doors, garage doors, and storm doors. And don't worry about touching your holiday money, because Guida will start your project with no money down and allow you to pay it off interest-free for up to 12 months. If you need new windows and doors, you need to go to Guida right now and take advantage of these huge savings, all prior sales excluded. Offer expires December 31st. So call Guida today and schedule a free in-home estimate. The number's 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit GoGuida.com. That's Go, G-U-I-D-A.com.
Well, there's no longer any excuse for wearing an ill-fitting suit when you get one that is made to measure at such a great price at Indochino. Indochino has two showrooms. One's in Center City on Chestnut Street. The other is in the King of Prussia Mall. Both are amazing. You got to go check them out like I did. You get to play designer in consultation with the style guys at the Indochino showroom. Indochino makes high-quality, custom-tailored suits, shirts, chinos, and blazers, all for a perfect fit at a great price. And each garment is made to your measurements, customized by you, and delivered in just 2 weeks before the holidays. Now, this week, my listeners can get an extra $25 off any purchase of $300 or more when using my code, Mike, at Indochino.com or at either of their Philadelphia showrooms. That's an additional $25 off the lowest advertised price. Plus, shipping is free. Use the promo code Mike, get an extra $25 off your order. Don't wait. Book your showroom appointment now at Indochino.com and get the perfect holiday suit.
Hi, this is Jim Lampley. Every sport has a champion. Every champion has a journey. Every journey has a story. Check out what's coming up on HBO.
HBO Sports presents Momentum Generation, a documentary film chronicling an extraordinary band of youthful surfers, including Kelly Slater, Rob Machado, and Shane Dorian, who changed the sport and its culture in the 1990s. Tuesday, December 11th at 10 p.m. or stream it anytime on HBO Now, HBO Go, or HBO On Demand. Then, Real Sports with Brian Gumbel returns with its annual year-end roundtable special that looks back at 2018 and recalls some of the most compelling and important stories that aired over the last year. Tuesday, December 18th at 10 p.m. Plus, HBO Sports presents the documentary film, The Many Lives of Nick Bonacotti, which tells a remarkable tale of the NFL Hall of Famer's extraordinary life as a linebacker, lawyer, sports agent, broadcaster, and philanthropist. Tuesday, February 12th at 10 p.m., only on HBO.
For all the stories, there's only one arena, HBO Sports.
Gathering with your family for the game? Don't forget the Dietz and Watson family. Dietz and Watson premium meats and cheeses are made using recipes perfected over four generations. At home or in the lot, go with Dietz and Watson Philadelphia Eagles beef style Franks or try original chicken sausages ready to throw on the grill. Tailgating at an Eagles home game? Post a photo on Facebook or Instagram and hashtag it Tailgate Family. The Dietz and Watson tailgate team just might stop by to give you free meat, cheese, and great gear. Go Birds! Dietz and Watson, it's a family thing.
Would you like to feel better, be happier, more carefree? Do you have too much to do and too little time? Look around your home. Look around your office. Notice all the things you don't want or need or use. You're going to feel great when you get rid of that dead weight. Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK. We're going to make that dead weight disappear. You've never been happier. Streamline your home. Streamline your life. All you have to do is point. Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Natalie Eganoff here for my friends at TurnersvilleJeep.com. If you're looking for that wow gift, you'll find it at the tri-state area's fastest-growing Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram dealer, TurnersvilleJeep.com. Right now, during the Big Finish event, save not 10, not 20, but up to 30% off MSRP. Choose from a huge selection of new Wranglers, Cherokees, Grand Cherokees, and Ram pickup trucks at TurnersvilleJeep.com. The general manager, Ron Fina, had me test drive a new Cherokee, and I loved it so much. It had the cool tech I wanted and the legendary 4x4 performance I need for winter. Get amazing deals on your wow gift during the big finish event at TurnersvilleJeep.com in Turnersville, New Jersey, and tell them Natalie from the Fanatics sent you.
2017 Jeep Renegade Latitude 4-cylinder manual transmission, MSRP $25,575. Selling price with 30% discount is $17,902 plus tax and tags. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Offer ends December 31st, 2018.
Marzetta and Trey in the morning. Gargano and Martinez, middays. Missinelli, afternoons.
This is the sports voice of the new Philadelphia.
97.5, the Fanatic.
Here we go!
WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia. Broadcasting live from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. Now, back to the Fanatic pregame show, live from Sugar House Casino and on 97.5, the Fanatic.
Yes, indeed. With Jason Avant, Bob Cooney, I'm Devon Givens, live from Fishtown Hops at Sugar House Casino. Starting to fill up a little bit in here as the game is now 19 minutes away from kickoff from Los Angeles Coliseum, right? The L.A. Coliseum out there, and the Birds and the Rams do battle tonight. Birds still alive with the excitement level a little higher because of one Nicky Six in the starting lineup under center. Unfortunately for Carson Wentz, who's out with the back issue.
Unfortunately.
Third time in what? The years that he's been here, it's been the ribs from his rookie season. Last year, the ACL, and now the back issue. There's something there, and of course, people are talking about how he is injury prone. And for your franchise quarterback, we're not even going to get into the contract thing and all that. It's just a matter of being available for the football team. And he's missed some time, Bob, every single year for one reason or another. He did play all 16 in year one. Missed the time during the preseason. But there have been injuries that has caused him to miss some sort of game over the last 3 years.
Yeah, and it was funny. We were talking about it on the morning show about quarterbacks with their durability and all that. It seems like a lot of them have durability problems early on in their careers and then seem to figure it all out. Like even a guy like Ben Roethlisberger, it's amazing, and I have the numbers in my book and I'd have to open it back up, but it's amazing how he's mostly 16, 16, 15, 15, 16. You know, like those guys don't miss. They did earlier, more so early, and all the quarterbacks we looked at in their career earlier, they missed games as opposed to when they really started to hit their prime. So, you know, he's gone 16, 12, and 11. Not ideal, but not uncommon. You know, you don't want to see the 11s. You want to see more of the 14, 15, 16s.
Yeah, I think that's normal, Bob. The reason I think it's normal is because the game is different in this league. It's a longer season than college when it comes to the preseason games. It comes to playoffs. The season just goes on and on and on in comparison to college.
And it's a passing league, man.
And guys are learning how to hydrate. They're learning how to do things that they're not common with, you know, at the collegiate level. So I know young Jason, myself, you know, I was always hurt in my first couple of years, just always hurt until I learned how to hydrate properly, learn how to take care of my body, learn how to, you know, manage things. And then later on in my career, I started to hit my stride and not be hurt anymore, be out of the game because of an injury.
Yep.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, you look at guys that are playing now, like an Aaron Rodgers, right? I just throw his name out there. You think injuries with Aaron Rodgers, but it hasn't been so much. He's played, this is games played, 16-16, 15-15, 16-9, 16-16, 16, last year 7, today it's 14-14. Philip Rivers is in his 13th year of starting every game.
Yep.
Like Eli Manning.
Every game.
These guys figure it out. After a few years, they figure it out. I think Carson Wentz is going to be the same thing. I really do.
A little bit different, though. A little bit different player.
Well, Eli Manning, no question. He avoids contact. Roethlisbergers. Look at the Aaron Rodgers. Yeah. Like these
no,
guys.
No, that's truth to what
you're
saying.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I think they figure it out a little more as their careers go on, like you said, Jay. Yeah. And hopefully that's where Carson will go.
Those are great numbers, great stats, Bob.
Oh, thank you very much.
Well, let's go to the phones and get some guys an opportunity in here. Joey in Philly is on the Fanatic pregame show. Joey, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's happening,
What's up,
man?
Joe?
What's up? No, listen, I have two crazy points
you know, no one's probably said this yet, but you got to let me speak on this. Now, the whole Nick Foles, Carson Wentz thing, it's a lot like the RG3 thing. When RG3 came in the league, we were talking big about him, huge about him, got hurt. Who would have thought that when RG3 came in the league, today he wouldn't be playing, but Kirk Cousins has a crazy contract with Minnesota. No one would have ever thought that years ago. Am I right about that?
Sure.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. If somehow Nick Foles gets his team deep into the playoffs or even the Super Bowl, we know he runs this offense well with these RPOs. Would anyone consider trading Carson Wentz to a team that has high draft picks, sign Foles to a 5-year deal, and get him a beast of a running back, a crazy offensive tackle, and just run with Nick Foles for 5 years?
No.
So no. Listen. Are you asking? Can we interject now? And can we talk now?
Yes, you go.
No, go ahead. I'm waiting for your response.
So I actually like your thought process. The reason I like it is because it's outside of the box of the mindset of Philadelphians. For some reason, we have this mindset about Carson Wentz that he's above everything else. All of us do. But if a guy goes out and wins you 2 Super Bowls in consecutive years and he's not the starter, you're crazy. What's the object of playing football? It's winning.
Win games.
It's winning Super Bowls. It's putting your city in a place in so many different ways in order to be successful for so many people down there at the stadium that are depending on those jobs. There's merchandise that's being sold for teams. All that happens because the guys are going out and playing and winning football games. Making you and I have a job, Bob and Devon, talking about football, winning the Super Bowl helps us, helps everyone in our city. And to say that guy wouldn't be the future starter is asinine. It's bizarre. And it is downright unjust in comparison to anybody else that would be in this situation at any other position or any other city.
Yeah, if that happens, I don't think that's going to happen.
I'm not saying it is, but I'm just saying if that were the case, that should be the result.
Well, it would be a conversation. If he did win 2 Super Bowls, it's absolutely a conversation. You have to think about it, but it's
not. It's not even a conversation with me. If I'm in Nick Foles' situation, it's not even a conversation with me. So if we go out and win a Super Bowl, I'm not even questioning it. I'm out of here. Peace. I've done everything I can
for you. You guys didn't appreciate me.
I'll let you later.
What he's done is, if this is the case, right, Bob and Jay, if he were to do that, it would be winning a few games in the regular season last year, a few games this year, and then going to the playoffs and do it. How do we know over 16 that he's going to give you enough to get to the playoffs to be in a position to have home field advantage and win once he gets into the playoffs?
Listen, Devon, the game is about what you do in critical moments.
Yes, but from 1 to 16, I want to see him as well.
It's all about critical moments. He's showing you in the most critical times that he can win ball games. Now, this is all with the perspective. Let's go back because I don't want anybody to take me out of perspective.
Uh-huh.
If he happens to do this again, he deserves the right to be the starter. I'm not saying that it's going to happen, but what I'm saying is if it does happen, there shouldn't be any question who the starter should be.
I think we're looking at it all wrong. I think if it happens this year, you got to make it like baseball. Like you got to change the look of football. Carson Wentz starts 12 games. And then Nick Foles is your closer.
This is what I'm telling you. Just keep doing it that way. If I'm Nick Foles, listen, I'll holler at you later.
Yeah, right?
What else can I do?
Well, that's when you say about asking Nick to give me my 16.
Exactly.
And I'm out of here.
It's not even a question. I'm not showing up. Practice?
Well,
no,
listen, not happening. Steve in Clifton Heights wants to talk about Nick Foles. Let's go to Steve on the Fanatic pregame show. Steve. Yo, Steve.
Yo, what's happening, fellas?
What's happening? What's up, buddy?
Nothing, man. Yo, first of all, that dude who just said trade Wentz, he's crazy for one thing. We're not trading Carson Wentz. He's our franchise. He's awesome. Everybody needs to stop the negativity with him.
Agree.
Tell Jason.
I didn't say anything negative about Carson.
No, you didn't. So you need to be benched.
And this whole entire week's been too much negative stuff about Carson Wentz. He's awesome. He's amazing. But let me tell you something about Nick Foles. 50-50, whatever. I don't care what happens tonight. I just want to give him a big shout-out and thank you for winning us the Super Bowl. Such a huge part in why we won that Super Bowl. Thank you, Nick Foles. He's not our starting quarterback. Big deal. It's okay. He doesn't need to be our starting quarterback. I hope he goes out there and kills it tonight.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we all believe that. Thank you, Steve. We all want to see that tonight.
Steve.
Keep the season going. Of course,
thanks for the shout out.
There's an opportunity to still make the postseason. Of course, we want to see him do well. And as you pointed out at the top, Jay, there's a different level of excitement with Nick Foles back in the lineup tonight.
It is. That's my homie, too. So.
Oh, all right. We'll see.
I'm Homer right now.
Yeah, you know.
Nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong.
That's your guy. Let's go to Eric in New York on 97.5, the Fanatic pregame show. Eric.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
What's up, buddy?
What's going on here?
Hey, I just wanted to say, I think a huge factor that nobody's talking about is missing Frank Reich. John DeFilippo also, but especially Frank Reich. If you remember third down last year, we were the best in the league. This year, it's the Colts the best in the league. They won 7 of the last 8. And they also did to the Cowboys exactly what we should have done to them a couple weeks ago. And so I think, you know, not besides the personnel guys, you know, in the backfield and Carson being hurt, missing him, I think, is a huge, crucial factor that we also need to consider. The play call also is a factor to consider.
Yeah, we've talked about it endless since week one.
Thanks, Eric.
Yeah, I mean, Reich and DeFilippo. I mean, Reich was the guy who mapped out the first 15 plays, and that's why the Eagles were such good first quarter scorers last year. They're not this year. DeFilippo was the guy supposedly that called things up in the end, dialed things up in the red zone. Eagles aren't that good in the red zone this year. So, yeah, those are two guys. The dynamic among those three, Peterson, Reich, and DeFilippo, was something special last year. You took out two-thirds of that equation. I'm sure it does have an effect.
And you look at the success that the Colts are having. You look at that. You know, you look at the Colts on third down, you know, top five in the league on third down, different things like that on
Andrew
offense.
Luck had 35 touchdown passes going into today.
Yeah, just they're playing good. Now, with that being said, you had an opportunity to bring DeFilippo back, you know, this week, and I know he didn't want to ruffle the feathers, but there's other jobs that you can have a guy around that doesn't hurt you.
Yeah,
to make somebody a consultant,
coordinator of snapping the ball to the quarterback.
Exactly. Yes.
Like you could give him any title. Yeah, exactly. We've seen it before. Yeah.
Anything.
Jason Avant's personal third down wide receivers coach.
Exactly.
It must not have been in the cards.
Right.
That's it.
Must not have been in the cards.
Yeah.
It's weird, though.
Something was not there for right now. And especially with a losing season, you're like, all right, bring him in, fix things up. Well, if he was bringing him in, we always thought that it was the Carson Wentz, like, healer or whatever it is. He's not playing because of the back. So maybe that's why they were like, oh, we don't need you going forward. We'll be fine with Nick Foles because we've got
maybe I have to
here.
Prove it.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm tired of hearing y'all talk about DeFilippo and Reich on the radio.
We're tired of talking about it.
We got to run these picks real quick. Jay, start us off.
I'm going to go with the Birds, 31-28.
Oh,
the Birds, 31-28.
All right.
Nikki, boom, bye, yay.
Okay. Bob, go ahead.
I'm going to go Rams, 38-16. I'm saying it quietly so nobody can hear.
38-16. Don't say it too loud, but I understand because I'm going 33-17. Rams tonight is just too much of
I like my chances. Last time this occurred, I was right.
Yeah, you were.
Right. Yeah,
and hopefully you're right again.
I like my
chances. Hopefully you're right again. A lot of people to thank. Everybody here at Sugar House Casino really doing a great job helping us out. Tori always hooking us up with the great stuff here, helping us out big time. Tori, thank you so much. Back at
the studio,
Tyler Zuli, he's coming up with Pat Egan for your in-game live coverage here on the Fanatic. Mike Von Flotto engineering things for us. As always, Mike, thank you. Rob and Kevin, really appreciate it on the ground crew. And Jay and Bob, always, man. It's fun. Back 10 o'clock next week.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.